Lord have mercy. Whew. And our scripture today comes from Revelation 12 and 11. And it says, and they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb. And because, somebody say because of the word of their testimony. And y'all, today as we continue in this series of overcoming by the word of our testimony, our topic for the day is how we overcome. How do we overcome? Sir Alpheus tells us that our story matters. Do you know your story is important? Our story matters. Our voice have power. And God uses the word of our testimony to bring forth healing and breakthrough and freedom. And our faith is spoken boldly when we speak the word of God. And that way we can overcome any fear, any doubt, and any seeming obstacle that seems to be standing in our way. And why is that? How do we overcome, y'all? Right there in the word, they overcome. Yes, how many of you thank God for the blood? Oh, if it wasn't for the blood. And this morning, I just like to share something with you from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says there is a difference in overcoming, conquering, and surviving. All right, somebody say, I'm a more than conqueror. See, to overcome means to defeat an opponent. It means to prevail. Overcoming is a spiritual concept. Somebody say spiritual concept. It is a spiritual concept that has to do with victory and how through the blood of the Lamb we are able to triumph over sin. We're able to triumph over the world and any adversity that comes our way. Guess what? It's through faith in God. Somebody say it's through faith in God. Yes, and it's through faith in God, and it's the grace and the power of God that lives in us that allows us to overcome. Somebody say overcome. Now, when we look in the Old Testament, we have many examples of overcomers. We have the Israelites and how they rely on God and their many victories of battles. You have David versus Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, overcoming through the faith of God, and how Joshua and the children of Jericho, or how the children of Israel overcame Jericho and all of those ites that they had to overcome. And we get that in Joshua 6. Not only that, when we look at the New Testament, one of my favorite scriptures, Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Y'all notice he didn't say I didn't survive the world, did he? It's something about those words. Jesus speaks of overcoming in John 16. He says, I have overcome the world. And that gives us the assurance of Christ's victory over every worldly situation that we can come into. And somebody say, and that's why we have the peace of Christ. That's right. And then Paul tells us, now, whenever we come against those things, there is a way that we overcome. And we overcome evil with good. Boy, isn't that a special word? Say it back to me. Say, overcome evil with good. That's why overcoming is intertwined with spiritual warfare. It is a spiritual concept. I used to think, and I've heard people say survivor. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but when we think about overcoming and that we have overcame, some things simply are spiritual. Somebody say some things are just spiritual. That's right. And that's why we rely on God's strength and his guidance. What helps us to overcome? The armor of God. Ephesians 6, 11 through 17 tells us when it comes down to any kind of spiritual attack, we have to have that armor of God so that we can stand firm. And this is beautiful, a new word for me. Y'all listen to this. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, listen to this, y'all. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. Have y'all heard that before? Honest to goodness. I heard that Jesus is overcome, but this one right here got me jumping this morning. Somebody repeat after me. Everyone. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. Now that right there is a powerful power. Not overcoming. So I guess my question is, so what are we not overcoming if we are of God? Ooh, the word is a powerful thing, isn't it? Now, another thing is there's a difference in conquering as well as surviving. Conquering is the victory and the strength that we have. Again, these are spiritual concepts. And these are our promises through faith. And the biblical meaning of conquer, it goes beyond physical. It goes beyond anything that we can just come upon on a daily basis. It is about overcoming those spiritual battles and those spiritual challenges. And guess what else conquering has to do with? Conquering has to do with overcoming those adversaries. And it has to do with the ultimate triumph of God's people through faith. How do we do it, y'all? Somebody say, through faith. Through faith. This is one of my favorite. When Romans 8:37 says, in all these things. Can somebody say all these things? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Isn't that an awesome word? Somebody say, I'm a more than conqueror. Not a more, y'all, I'm going to get to it. I thank God for those times that I have survived. But the word says I'm a more than conqueror, not a more than survivor. And I've gotten to the point where I have to pay attention to what the word of God is telling me about whatever situations. Are y'all feeling me today? And guess what Revelation 2:7 says? To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to eat from the tree of life. But I just can't help it. But he says, the one who overcomes. Somebody say overcome. Somebody say conquer. Now, when I look at overcoming and conquering, I recognize that, well, overcoming and conquering is in the word 12 times. Overcoming, overcome is in one way or another over 1,100 times in the Bible. 1,100. And when they talk about surviving, guess how many times survive or surviving is in the Bible? Five. Now, I like to look at how many times something shows up in the Bible so I can make sure, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, I'm not just off on a Katie Webb tangent here. But what I see in the Word inspires me to go with the Word. And if I see overcome, overcoming over 1,000 times, I'm willing to overcome, be a conqueror, more so than I am a survivor. I am a survivor. Yeah, that was a cool song. And it did make, you know, you get excited. Boy, but what if they would have said, I am a conqueror? We are conquerors, y'all. And so what does survive mean? Survive means to continue to live or exist in spite of danger or hardship. Can y'all see how that sounds? Does it have spiritual implications? It does. However, it has more to do with living beyond the limits of life or death or just existence. Now, it is special because it's associated with God's providence and his resilience in his people. So we're not just going to, you know, blow it off. However, when it comes down to us describing who we are in Christ Jesus, we want to be more closely aligned with what God says. Amen. Because, see, Noah and his family survived the flood. Survived. Okay? The Israelites survived the wilderness. In 2 Samuel 14, 7, there is a place where the lady says, so that there may not survive a name for my husband, nor a remnant on the earth. It's talking about who's left, what's left over. Boy, you almost made it. You made it. But I don't know about y'all. I like conquering a whole lot better than surviving, y'all. And it says in Matthew 24, I want you to understand, it's still in the Word. I just want y'all to hear the power behind it, though. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. So it has. It does have its merit. They said we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the Word. So that lets us know how important the words that come out of our mouth are. Amen. So when it comes down to the Word, because y'all know I like playing with words, in the King James Version, the word shows up 697 times. The word words, like the words that are coming out of my mouth, comes up as 546 times. And then there's the Word, who is Jesus Christ, that comes up 1,179 times. Now, in the NIV, the word word in its singular form comes up 569, and the word words in its plural sense comes up 424. So y'all see the difference in words and words and how important our words are this morning. And another thing, one of my favorite books I refer to often, and it's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And the first agreement is be impeccable with your words. Somebody say, be impeccable with your word. Mm-hmm. Because every word has power. Our word. Somebody say, my words have power. That's why we have to speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip against others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Florence Scovel Shinn says, your word is your wand. So when we speak, our word changes a whole lot of situations and circumstances that we are in. And not only that, y'all, word shapes our perception. They influence emotions. They define our relationships. And most of all, words are how we communicate and how we make connections. Somebody say words have power. Now, what's the truth about the word? I didn't put this one in here, but the word says, hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's one of the truths about the word. Life and death is in the tongue, according to Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Somebody say, how you eat? Mm-hmm. Encouragement and healing, says Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. James 1 tells us the importance of the restraint of our word. James says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart, and his religion is worthless. Isn't that something, y'all? And this importance of restraint, it helps us and it shows us the importance of self-control. And not only that, if you want to see how our faith is at work, look at the words that come out of our mouth, because our speech reflects our faith. Jesus says it best in Matthew 12:3. Out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So, y'all, our words are a reflection of our inner thoughts, our inner feelings, and what is going on with how we are lined up with God's truth. So repeat after me. Do we understand the words that are coming out of our mouths? What are we saying when we think about the words that are coming out of our mouths? I have two stories to tell y'all, and they are personal, and they really do impact now how I make sure I pay attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Oh, back in 1982-83, I was on my way to college, going off excited, breaking out into the real world, and it got back to me, hot diggity dog. Somebody said, well, you know, she ain't gonna do nothing but go off to school and probably come back pregnant, because Ben and Kate ain't there to keep a grip on her. Now, when I heard that, that made me feel real bad. Somebody say, don't put no bad mouth on me. Because guess what? It happened. It wasn't that I was wild and crazy. It happened. And you know, I kept wondering, Lord, what if they would have said something else? Personally, again, I had a friend, and we were always hanging out, having a good time together. And you know, as long as I've known myself and most people have known me, I will work at least two or three jobs. So one of my friends was like, I'm not gonna be getting up early in the morning going to work like that. I'm going to play ball, and I am going pro. And y'all know what I did. I laughed at that person. I said, yeah, right. Well, while you going pro, I'm going to go to this job. And y'all know what? My friend ended up going pro. Went pro, stayed pro, retired from the NBA. And that's another lesson that taught me. We got to be aware of what we say to people and how the things that people say to us and about us can affect us. Did I get pregnant? Yep. I got a blessing from the Lord that's still going on and on. That's all right, too. And it also taught me this. Somebody repeat after me. If you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all. We don't know how it affects the lives of those that we talk about. Whether it gets back to them or not, words, it says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are we speaking, y'all? What are we speaking? And so I'm going to say it one more time, and y'all repeat it after me. Do we understand the words coming from our mouths? Yes. Revelation tells us they first overcame and conquered. Amplified version. They overcame and conquered him. That's the one who is coming against us in every way possible. The ultimate adversary, Satan, the one that is always after us, the accuser of the brother. But guess what? How do we overcome? How do we conquer? Somebody say, by the blood of the Lamb and the word. Somebody say, word. The word of our testimony. Stand up, house of Judah, and give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word. Because guess what? When we make God's word our word, we have no choice but to overcome and to conquer. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your name. And when we think and reflect on you, Lord God, and all you've done, let us open up our mouths and give you praise. Let us worship, adore, and praise you, our God, so that we can be aligned with your word. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. There is nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus. And for this, we say thank you. In your word, we find calls for unity, for justice, for repentance, for reconciliation, and revival in your word for this world. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and then, I didn't say it all, but Lord God, we thank you that you said what your word would say. We thank you, Lord, that we are called by your name. And Lord God, we thank you that every heartbeat matters. When it comes down to our sisters and women during this cardiovascular health month, Lord, we thank you for your heart that gives our heart a reason to beat. And Lord, while we are here, we do repent. We repent. And Lord God, we just ask you to help us to remember not just us here at House of Judah and those listening, but help us to remember that we are called, we are chosen, and we've been chosen and called for such a time as this. And for this, we say thank you, Lord. And we thank you that you are our everything. For it is name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we say thank you and amen. All right, House of Judah. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.